Good evening, persons out there on the stream, Pacifica. This is the meeting of the regularly scheduled meeting of the National Finance Committee, and it is what time is it? Quarter to eight.
53.
Quarter to nine. Okay, and I would like to have our secretary, R. Paul Martin, take the role and see who's here, and we can get on to the business of tonight.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown. Kim Kaufman.
You know, Kim, I just spoke with her earlier before the call, and I'll try to call her back. But she may be here shortly.
Well, she's not here now.
Yeah.
Alberto Luera.
I'm present.
R. Paul Martin is here. Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Okay, he was here. He's gone.
He was here.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Lavarne Williams.
Oh, present. Did you say Lavarne Williams?
Yes.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay. Is Alex Steinberg here yet? Not yet.
Here.
Okay, you're here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8. That's a quorum.
Perfect. I would like to set up, first of all, I, again, if so desires the group, I will vote. What was that?
Sounded like lead through.
Oh, okay. If the group so desires, I will act as chairman per trem for this meeting, if it's okay with the members present.
Yeah.
Hearing no objections, let's move on. I would like to set up an agenda for tonight's meeting. The agenda obviously will be, let's catch up on the last couple of minutes, R. Paul, if you have them available now for us to read and send them up to the cloud for posterity. The next item, as we're moving forward to the process, will be a review of the KPFK budget status. Then I would like to touch base very quickly on the status of the national office budget and also, of course, with the archives, so that we can have a record that we're working on this process, because as all of you are fairly well aware, we're reaching the end of our term here with this particular group of members of the National Finance Committee, and we're still struggling with the budget. Those are the items for my agenda. There is also an executive session scheduled. As we move through the meeting, if there's a need for an executive session, we will declare it as such, and then we might go into our executive session mode if we find that we need to do so. How about that? Is that acceptable to the group as our agenda for this evening?
Yes.
Yes.
Hearing no negatives, let's go ahead and start the process. That's the agenda for tonight, R. Paul, please. And will you please talk to us about the minutes that we have pending, and let's take action on those minutes, sir.
Okay, let me write down that we've approved the agenda. Okay. All right. One second. All right, we have a number of minutes, and I hope everybody got the emails I sent out about the minutes. We have a couple that I'll read tonight, and we have others that I will suggest otherwise. Anyway, all right, I'll read the draft minutes of the December 21st meeting. Draft minutes of the regular National Finance Committee meeting, December 21st, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:46 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Jim Boyd, Alonzo Brown, Kim Kaufman, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, Barbara Wipperman, Lavarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Also attending were Executive Director Arlene Engelhart, and WBAI General Manager Bertold Reimers. Agenda 1, WBAI FY11 budget. 2, report on WPFW FY11 budget. 3, report on KPFK FY11 budget. The chair asked Alberto Luera to act as chair pro tem for this meeting. There was no objection, and he did so. Motion, Alberto Luera, to approve the agenda, passed without objection. WBAI FY11 budget, 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the WBAI FY11 proposed budget. Motion, Alberto Luera, that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the WBAI FY11 budget with a contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. The committee discussed the proposal by Alonzo Brown that a research and development committee be formed to investigate other funding possibilities. Amendment, Alberto Luera. The NFC recommends to the PNB that they consider creating a research and development committee to search for other funding sources. Passed without objection. Motion, R. Paul Martin, to divide. Passed. Motion, Alberto Luera. This sounds redundant because it sort of is. That's life. Motion, Alberto Luera. The NFC recommends to the PNB that they consider creating a research and development committee to search for other funding sources. Passed without objection. Motion that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the WBAI FY11 budget with a contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. Passed 9-4, 0 against, 1 abstention. Wait a minute. Oh, something got pasted in the wrong place there. Well, give me 1 second, folks.
Sure, sure.
Let
go
me
ahead.
Reach back for that exact thing, because
yes.
I know that that wasn't how that passed.
That is correct.
It did pass, but it did not have 21st. In the meeting. And rapidly going down it. Boy, this one is giving me more trouble than any.
This is LaVarne.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, LaVarne.
Kim is about to come on the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, that's what it was. Okay, I'm sorry. My memory is faulty. What I read was correct.
Okay.
All right, pardon me. 1221. Go back up to where that was. I'm sorry, I had a faulty memory. I was remembering something else. Passed 9-4-0 against, 1 abstention. Report on WPFW FY11 budget, 10:07 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee got a very short report on the proposed WPFW FY11 budget. Report on KPFK FY11 budget, 10:08 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee.
Hello, this is Kim.
Okay. The committee discussed the KPFK FY11 budget proposed budget. It will be brought up at the next meeting along with the National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives FY11 budget. There were some comments that not all could read all parts of the spreadsheet file. Set next meeting date, 10:24 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee agreed to meet on January 6th and also January 11th, 2011, if necessary. Motion, Alberto Luera, to adjourn. Passed without objection. Adjourned 10:34 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary. And so I would move to pass those minutes.
We have a motion to adopt the minutes and send them up for the corporate records. Are there any questions? Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the minutes stand approved as read.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? This is Kim. Are we on the stream?
Yes,
we are.
Oh.
All right. And let me just save these before before they get
We're just reading minutes and approving them for the archives, Kim. And thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. And I'll mark you as here. Okay. Next we have... One second. Pardon me. I may be coughing rather a lot tonight. I've got something happening inside me. All right. Next we have draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting January 6th, 2011. Meeting convened at 8:46 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair being absent, the secretary being present. Attending, Jim Boyd, Alonzo Brown, Kim Kaufman, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer... She wasn't here. Oh, God. All right. R. Paul Martin, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg... Wait a minute. No, okay.
Yeah, sure.
I put in
it's
two people
there.
Who weren't even here, so one second. I'm taking them out right now. Tracy Rosenberg, Barbara Whipperman, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Agenda, 1 minute, two, KPFK FY11 budget. In the absence of the chair, Alberto Luera assumed the chair of the meeting without objection. Motion, R. Paul Martin to adopt the agenda, passed without objection. Minutes, 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Motion, R. Paul Martin to dispense with the reading of the draft minutes of the public sessions of the November 4th, 2010, November 16th, 2010, November 7th, 2010, NFC meetings. Passed without objection. Motion R. Paul Martin to approve the minutes of the public sessions of the November 4th, November 16th, December 7th, 2010 NFC meetings. Passed without objection. The secretary read the draft minutes of the December 16th, 2010 NFC meeting. Motion R. Paul Martin to approve the minutes of the December 16th, 2010 NFC meeting. Passed without objection. KPFK FY11 budget, 9:03 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the KPFK FY11 proposed budget. There were concerns raised about the hiring of two positions over the past year. It was noted that the solar panel project should not be in the FY11 budget because it's supposed to be funded by private donations. There was some concern about the projected total revenue.
Problems this is Summer on the line.
Problems were noted with the spreadsheet itself. Not all of the data was showing up for all members. Some members said that the numbers weren't adding up correctly. It was decided that the proposed FY11 budget was not ready for the committee's consideration. The CFO said that she was adding depreciation to all of the budgets. There was a discussion of which budgets were coming before the PNB and when. Motion, Bruce Wolf, to adjourn. Passed without objection. Adjourned at 9:57 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary. And I will move to adopt those.
Excellent. We have a motion by R. Paul Martin to adopt those minutes. Are there any corrections that anybody might have?
Yes, I do. This is Kim. Sorry, it took me to get off mute. You said that I had an objection about two staff members being hired.
I didn't name anybody. Okay, now hold on.
Well, okay. How did you phrase that?
Okay, let me get back to that. That's the December.
It's right after the solar panels or around where you talked about.
Okay. KPFK budget. The committee discussed the KPFK FY11 proposed budget. There were concerns raised about the hiring of two positions over the past year. That's the part?
Yeah, I don't know that I limited it to two. I would just say I had concerns about increased hiring. I mean, because it's like a lot all over the place. I don't think we can pin it down to just two.
Actually,
correct, Summer?
Oh, that's certainly true.
Yeah. And I also would add, regarding the solar panel, we have asked Anthony to set up a separate account for any funds raised.
All right.
Okay.
What went on at the meeting was actually the person who brought it up wasn't actually you. The part I'm saying here, there were concerns raised about the hiring of two positions, wasn't you, someone else.
It was Alberto.
And so I wrote that down. So I don't know. What do people want to do?
I think he was talking about something I had said, because how would he know how many there were?
Because how? Because I've been hearing it for a while now from Summer.
Oh, so was you, Alberto, who brought it
yes,
up?
Yes, it was me who mentioned that. Yes, it was me.
May I make a suggestion? Maybe just put unbudgeted hires and leave out the number, and
that's fine.
No further debate.
Okay.
Because that probably satisfies
there
everybody. It's correct.
There are concerns raised about unbudgeted hires over the past year.
Yeah.
Anybody object to
that?
That
at least accurately reflects the situation. But every, you know, as far as
okay,
I'm concerned, so everything else is fine.
So I would then read, there were concerns raised about unbudgeted hires over the past year for that part.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
No, unless you want to just, yeah, unless you want to just repeat it for Summer's benefit.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other corrections? Are there any objections to the minutes as read by R. Paul, our secretary? Hearing no objections, we will go ahead and...
This is LaVarne. Not an objection, but a point of order.
Okay.
On the budgets, I'm having a little difficult in terms of the final budgets that we have passed. That, you know, we need to have a keeper of the budget, so I'll know, and, you know, with the files renamed. And if you assign that to me, I'll do that. With the files renamed and approved by NFC and then approved by PNB. So can we appoint someone to do that? Or
our Paul usually loads them up to the National Finance file when they're approved.
Okay. And renaming the files?
Actually, I'm typing things out here as we're talking, so bear with me. Okay. A fast shorthand here, so I'll remember what I just wrote. What exactly is it you're looking for? You're looking for an archive of what we've passed per se.
Right, passed by NFC and also passed by PNB.
Oh well, PNB, you're going to have to get somebody on the PNB to deal with.
Yeah, that's the secretary of the PNB should do that.
Okay, in a previous meeting, this is sort of off topic, but in a previous meeting, we had said that there was going to be you were talking about a server that would have this stuff on it, and
you're
that
right.
would be the thing to do.
Yeah, okay, we have that set up here. We have the server set up, so I can get the file from the Yahoo group and then just put it on this server that I have here that's accessible, but the server that I have is only accessible for people with Great Plains.
Well, that's not going to work.
No, that would just be for the business managers.
Well, I mean, I would say if it's for National Finance, our Paul, I think maybe what she just wants is a note when you upload the approved file that says this is the approved budget from the NFC, so that
right.
it's easily identifiable within the file archive that it's an approved budget versus a contemplated budget.
Well,
am I right about that?
Let me add, the issue here is that we need to have the WPFW budget that ultimately, I would think, is in two places, to be sent to the National Board no later than tonight or first thing in the morning. Also the same for the New York budget, for the WBAI budget, which I am sure that Bertol has in his possession, plus somewhere else within our system.
Well, if they, our Paul, are they uploaded to our NFC list or not?
Well, the point
is... I'll take responsibility, Alberto, as chair tomorrow to go ahead and send that stuff, okay?
The point I think we need to make is we get spreadsheets and we look at them and we talk about them. Sometimes we make changes.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to actually start putting those numbers in? Because I don't do that. I don't amend whatever somebody has sent to us in terms of a budget. I'm assuming the CFO...
Of course, that's come back cleaned up from staff. Yeah, the business manager, the respective business manager.
So that spreadsheet is the final, this is your budget spreadsheet.
It goes back to the station, so whoever the person who did it for the station.
Well, it needs to come back to NFC, obviously, so it can go to PNB. So,
Summer, the problem is that right now, I mean, the problem is that we're not tracking the final product that should go up to the NFC. And in our files, a little file place, and of course, in all of our file places within our computers, there's, again, ARPOL is saying, there's many files that are the WPFW budget. There must be at least three or four files. With WBAI, there has to be maybe four or five files.
Right.
I know that with the Los Angeles file, we already have three files.
Of course. I mean,
but nobody's keeping track of them.
Well,
that's what LaVarne is asking. Yeah.
Well, I think, LaVarne, actually, you have to be the point of contact because it's the business managers and the file analysis who are responsible for making those changes. There has to be some conduit by which that stuff comes back to a specific person. Do you know what I mean? And you, as the staff representative, as it were, on the national finances, the CFO. If you don't want it to be you because of just the issues of uploading the files to NFC, then it would be fine if it was delegated, but the problem is the follow-through that they actually do this. I mean, you all know my discontent on the condition of the KPFK budget, certainly this year, and the issues we have over very simple template-type data entry. So,
is that something
you want to work out? It's something we do need to work out. It's a very specific thing because we get a lot of heat. Obviously, you know, when I'm chairing and when Alberto's kindly, you know, chairing pro tem, if budgets aren't submitted in advance of the PNB meeting for people to read, and I object to it, too. I mean, it's not easy for any of us if we have to read a budget somehow, like while we're on a phone call and make intelligent inquiry into items, you know. But okay. Do you want it to be someone besides yourself, LaVarne? It's just you have more contact with business managers.
I don't have the budgets are not. You know, I get a copy of some of the budgets. Not all the budgets are done by the business managers, as we know.
Right,
so,
as they should be.
So, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk with Summer and Alberto and Arpal. If we can have a conversation either, you know, like first thing in the morning or sometime, whenever you guys can get together, and just go over, you know, where each one is, and so we'll know what has been passed, and then we will assign it. We'll have it on the Yahoo group where Arpal has it. Make sure it's outlined correctly, and then we will send it to the secretary of the PNB.
Okay. Well, it seems like something we'll probably have to do tomorrow if we want to get any of this passed on Friday.
Well,
so do you want to set up a conference call between? I mean, but there is like that. I mean, what he's saying is just a technical detail. It's like we passed something, and we all know we've gone through this in various years on various budgets, but then who physically has punched it into a final budget that people are looking at so that they're all looking at the same thing in the long run, you know?
Well,
can I ask them?
Go ahead.
I'm just a little confused. Are you saying that what we work on is Excel, and then it gets finalized in Great Plains?
No. We were talking about the server
server.
I have a server set up for data, but the server that I have set up for data is actually is Great Plains, because what it allows each you have to have Great Plains access to go into this server.
I have a suggestion, LaVarne, because we're all very busy and pressed for time, and let me just run it past you, and it's not executive session, it's just an idea. One of our problems are points of interface, and you're the CFO, and I'm sorry, Alberto, I apologize, I wasn't acknowledging. Is it okay if I speak?
It was some reverberation. I wasn't talking.
Okay,
I was listening
okay.
to you.
All right. Well, here's my idea, my gentle folks and colleagues. There has to be a point of contact to make these things happen. We have this difficult interface between boards and paid staff and the five stations in the network and all of that. And LaVarne, as CFO, you need to be able to delegate to people to carry out some of these things because you've got too many things going on. But what if, like, someone like Efren or somebody like that, we're responsible for when we pass, we look at a budget at NFC and we go, oh my gosh, there's this huge gaping hole in line item 13. blah, 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 or whatever, and we pass certain specific things. This isn't like we pass that much at the national board. More of it gets tinkered with locally, or at least it is supposed to be normally. But that there's a single person at the office that you're able to work with and contact that's able to do the interface with the business managers over this issue. Do you know what I mean? They passed this resolution. It needs to be reflected in the budget, and you need to email me back the budget in Great Plains, where you guys do the translation work, and then somebody uploads that to the server. And if it can't be worked out now, but that's sort of my idea, is that we need to have a single staff contact person who all the time does this interface just during the budget to make that happen with the respective business managers.
Okay, so what I'll do is I will assign this kind of where we have been at one point, is to have efforts that once we get whatever budget we're talking about, we pass it tonight, whatever night, like the PFW budget, we send it to him. Because also I need him, he's identified for depreciation, so I need him to put the depreciation out.
Yeah, because he did that for me last year. He was specifically the person I worked with when we had to change line items. It was like, we must insert this, and it was because of motions from the local station board. It was like, this motion has passed, and this motion has passed, and this motion has passed, and it needs to change on this line number, and this one, and this one. And he just took care of it, and that's what I'm thinking. It's basically, that's what we're talking about here, is the ability to have fast turnaround on insertion of the data into a final template that can be read and approved by everybody without a lot of downtime. So, yeah, if I think that would be very helpful, LaVarne. So, okay. Is that agreeable to everybody else? Okay.
Kevin,
I hand it back to you, Alberto.
Kevin said all of that. My concern is Friday.
Yes.
And I want to settle that issue now that Summer has kind of brought out how she would like to see it. I want to settle our issue for Friday.
Thank you.
Okay. LaVarne. Marquisha is working. Come again.
I hear some noise, but we hear you, Alberto.
Yeah, well, if it's the last person that came on the call, that's what brought the reverberation. Maybe whoever came on
it
the call.
It might have been myself. Why don't I call and hang up and call back?
I don't think it's you, so go ahead.
Wait, let me continue. Did Marquez, LaVar, you sent a file, WPFW's file, to Marquisha for working on the depreciation. Is it back yet from Marquisha?
Okay.
Question, yes?
Go ahead.
Yeah, question. Question, is it back from Marquisha's computer yet?
Out to her because it was let me see where it was sent. Let me pull it up here. Depreciation. WPFW. I'm sending it to her now.
Am I understanding that Marquisha has not worked that particular file yet?
She has some questions. She talked with Robert West. So she has some questions, so we have to go back to that.
Okay.
I think you and I want the same thing. We want it ready, which that means today is Tuesday. That means by tomorrow we need to send it to the PNB.
Several of the board members had indicated that they wanted it at least 48 hours before the meeting.
Completely. Do you want to have a conference call in the morning, maybe, LaVarne, Alberto, anyone else that we need today?
Well, this is what I want to happen. This is what I want to happen. At a point in time, Summer and LaVarne, at a point in time, I believe that the budget that was adopted for WPFW without the depreciation table is in Bruce Wolf's hands right now.
It's in
Bruce Wolf.
No. Well,
Bruce Wolf has the budget that got adopted by this body to submit to the national board.
Is that right, Bruce?
Well, the version that
got adopted
at that time, right?
So. Me and to Alberto, and I'll send it to Marquisha.
Well, the important thing is that I want that Bruce Wolf's copy to be sent to the national board as soon as possible, with or without the amortization, the depreciation schedule.
Right. Okay.
The person that has the cleanest, precise copy for the BAI budget right now that we adopted is Bertol. Bertol has a copy. If, you know, I know that he has a copy and the contingency fundraising plan available. Why don't we get Bertol to send that document to the board members?
Okay.
I want the board members to have those files so that they do not come back on Friday and say, we never got the files, and we postponed the action on the budget again.
Yeah, he's completely right. We'll never get it passed, and it's, anyway,
so,
I can
so call. Alex, are you on the call? Are you muted, Alex?
I'm here. I was muted. Yes.
I have a specific request for you. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I'm kind of.
No, you're chairing, Alberto. In all graciousness, you started. I'm
okay.
Here to be supportive. Go.
Right.
Thank you.
I would like for you to request Berthold, at all possible, that he needs to be on the PNB call on Friday, when it's BAI's turn to talk about the budget to the national board. I request that you ask him to be on the call so that he can talk to us about his plan to take BAI forward. Do you think that is possible?
I will ask him, yes.
And also, between Alex, Arpal, and Laverne, we need to get Bertol's copy of the budget that we adopted 3 weeks ago to be sent out to the board of directors from his computer, if at all possible. And if Alex can be involved, maybe Alex can forward the budgets to the board members by maybe tomorrow, so that they will have the budgets on their screens 48 hours before the meeting. That is my big concern.
May I give a point of information or just
yes,
a caveat,
ma'am.
Insight? And just to be clear, you know, last year we had three versions of the KPFK budget on the local computers that continued to live there, so that when people asked locally for a copy of the budget, there wasn't a correct version locally. So we do need to develop a policy. It doesn't deal with tomorrow. I agree. Everyone, please get a corrected version of your budget. But that these several lurking budgets that aren't clearly labeled as, like, you know, draft one, draft two, draft three, and finalized with a date and approved by with the body, it puts us into a lot of hot water because frequently people get a hold of the wrong one, and then they're all freaked out. It turns out it was, maybe this item's already been fixed and approved. But
okay.
Anyway, so yes.
Okay.
Budget.
That's part of the issues that need to be settled. Right now, my big concern is moving forward on the budget here. Please, I wish I could turn off that noise in the background. It's really very, very.
That's feedback.
Gotcha.
That's feedback, Alberto.
No. Yeah, I know.
One of the phones is echoing. What's happening? And that's what's happening. So it's not something somebody has in the background. It's something happening with at least one of our phones. Maybe happening with the teleconference people. We don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Point of order.
Yes, sir. Please.
We had talked about doing other minutes. And do we want... So we're still on the minutes thing, actually, technically.
Your point of order is accepted, Paul. Talk to us about the minutes that are pending.
Well, that's just it. There are... we talked last time about the fact that we aren't going to have tons... We aren't going to be around again, probably, this NFC to go over our minutes. We have 22 sets of minutes in the public area outstanding.
From this year or from previous years still?
Well, only from, I'm counting from...
from previous years, right, as well?
A little bit, yeah.
Because we did approve minutes on multiple occasions for this year. So
we have them from September 1st of what, 9, to, let's see, I guess October 26th of last year.
That's
fantastic. Actually, it's 21 left.
Okay, I can settle this issue immediately.
Yeah.
I move that all of the minutes that are pending for this Finance Committee action be adopted as recorded by our Secretary R. Paul Martin, who has been taking these minutes now for 3 years. And, of course, the only members that have been here for this for the 3 years is, of course, R. Paul as our secretary, myself, and Summer Reeves, who are the longest-serving members on this committee. And I move that we adopt them.
And I will second that.
All the way back. All the minutes all the way back.
All the way back. That goes, I didn't count the ones from 20-odd-8, you know.
I know.
I think we're counting the minutes recorded by you, if I may interject, because they're usually very accurate with only the slightest change occasionally. So at least in terms of integrity and a good historical record, that we are very grateful for your long service.
and Summer, and I want to remind ourselves that there have been periodical episodes during these past 3 years where we stop and adopt minutes, and we send them up as approved.
Well,
we're not talking about all of the minutes.
Yeah, no, and I have to say, I mean, R. Paul, that's why I did try to adopt a policy where we frequently adopted our most recent minutes and a set from before, trying to keep up with the flow from this year, at least, and not add to the pile of unapproved minutes. But I do think there's a point at which it's better to at least have a record that people can find than to... you know, but nobody. No. The next year is probably not going to get to the minutes from 3 years ago either. You know, so
let's send them up. Let's adopt them.
Okay, so the motion is all pending minutes be adopted. Well, okay, that doesn't count the executive sessions, though, does it?
No, we'd have to do that separately in executive session.
Okay.
But I think the basic same premise would apply. And obviously, if somebody finds something glaring where you go, oh my gosh, that's totally not what happened to R. Paul. You got it wrong. I mean, R. Paul's not, he'll correct it, you know, but it's always been very accurate. So I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So having made the motion, are there any persons that are objecting to this motion? And if you please wish to abstain, please do so. If not, I am waiting for any objections. Thank you very much. Clearing out our minute is a wonderful step forward for the historical aspect of the National Finance Committee. The minutes that R. Paul has in his computer send approved as presented, and they will be sent up to the archives as minutes that have been adopted by this committee, and again, of course, the open session minutes. There you go, R. Paul.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Okay. We have taken care of several items of importance here. I hope that we do not drop the ball. I hope that, Bruce, you do that movement. I hope that, Alex, you get a hold of Bertol and also does that movement. And that we
sent out
okay. Come again, sir?
Yeah, I sent out the budget again. Is that true?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we get the budget, National Board members or Lavarne, can we move that budget that Bruce sent out to the National Board within 48 hours by tomorrow sometime?
I'll pull it up right now.
Okay.
Up and I'll send it out. I'll
can hear me all right here.
I have a point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
Lavarne, and Alberto, catching Alberto's question, is it that the depreciation was not properly reflected in the WPFW budget? Is that correct?
Well, what happened is that this whole budget template did not have the depreciation in it, didn't have it in there last year. And I had asked that it be updated, and then when I was reviewing the budget for the national office, I saw that it wasn't there. So I had to go and calculate what the number should be and to add it on. But at this point, when we add it on, I can say with the caveat that, you know, the budgets are passed, so whatever the additional depreciation
I'd like to add to LaVarne Summer that the depreciation does not affect, physically does not affect our budget.
No, I know that, but is it something that's going to...
I know, but depreciation is not an income, it's not an expense, it's something you do on your asset page, and it does give it might give a bad impression, but I think that we are savvy enough to understand that the only way that depreciation gets affected on a active moving budget is if a machine that got depreciated finally breaks and replaced it, you know, or if a chair breaks down, or if the air conditioner goes out. So depreciation is needed, but it doesn't really necessarily affect the budget.
No, my real concern is that it wasn't something that was going to slow something down further because was going to change on a piece of paper, which has really become a big issue this year.
This is LaVarne. It shouldn't become an issue. Also, we need it because you're comparing year-over-year expenses, so that's why we need to put the line item in there.
Of course.
Okay. Of course. So, the things that should be breaking soon.
Sure. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the KPFK budget. Now, we need to have a discussion about the KPFK budget. So let's start with the discussion. Will you set the stage? Will you set the stage, LaVarne, as to what has been happening since last Thursday?
What we did was we talked about the budget. I've talked with the business manager. Kim, I have spoken with the business manager. And the questions were on support income and the fact that the website income is not on a separate line in the budget, however it is in the actual. So the position was that, you know, the website income is in the it's in the total listener support line, but it's not separated out for the budget. So the solution to that is that we could show that on the assumption page and actually attach from MEMSIS, the exact website, the potential website income or the website income that actually was achieved in the last drive. But it's not separate on the line. But the other item, as Kim has said, is that when you look at the listener support revenue, it's not, like as we say, proven. But on the other side, there's the income, the listener support income, in the audit for 2008 and 2009, there was value of the pledges receivable was done differently than what it had been done by the auditor in the prior year. So the auditor was influenced to value the receivables at a much higher level, which inflated revenue. And so in 2009, there was an adjustment to 2008 revenue. So therefore, if you look at the revenue, it's not correct because there's an adjustment. So what I think we need to do is that Kim would like to talk with we still feel that the revenue is still high. So what we would need to do is that we need to talk to the we have an acting or an interim general manager. We have had an interim assistant general manager, and that we just need to have a little conversation with them about the concerns on the revenue. And that also my concern, as you probably heard me say, is on the program expenses, which are about $100,000 higher. So if the revenue was lower, some of those perhaps program expenses would go down, too, because...
The development expenses are also high.
Out of the stack, please. You're done.
So the need
CPB,
for...
The CPB income is... I'm sorry, I shouldn't...
the need is to have discussion with management on, actually with management on those items.
Okay. I heard Kim. Kim, can you add to the conversation here, please?
Yeah, I didn't understand, you know, what I'm looking at now with the 2008 actuals and the 2009 audited. So, or 2008 audited and 2009 actuals. If they're not accurate, I'd like to see some accurate numbers. Also, the CPB funding was overestimated, and the development expenses were a problem. And we no longer have an assistant GM, Lamar, and we now have a development director. That's how she's signing her emails.
Okay. So what we'd like to do is to adjust, is to address those. We can send those to Bob and to Jennifer Nance to address issues.
This is Summer, if I could bring this back.
Hold on. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Laverne, finish.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so if the other issues, I can send an email now. Well, I think I already sent one. I can follow up and send another one to say that we want to look at the headcount in terms of what the positions are, the assistant GM versus development director. We want to look at also, in addition to the development expenses, we want to look at development expenses. And we want to look at the revenue.
Okay. You're next, Summer. Yeah. Summer's next.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you, Alberta. Thank you, Laverne. I think some of these things really should be discussed in closed session, but we really have, well, I guess some of them can be in open session. Has the issue of a separate account been set up yet, Laverne, for the fundraising occurring for this solar roof array, a solar parking lot array business? Because I know we discussed that on that management call a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we do.
Can I respond?
I have it on my list of things to do. I have the Bank of America information here, so I have it on my list of things to do.
Okay.
And as it relates to the budget, this summer, it was confided to us. It was told to us last meeting when we started working on the K budget that the solar panel project was not in the signal areas budget, that it was a separate activity with separate expenses,
Alberto, it's good on paper, but if it doesn't have a separate bank account, it will easily become part of listener support income, and this has happened before. So I'm
definitely
following up on that so that it's part of the budget process, because we're getting unduly rosy projections at our signal area, and I think we do need to have a discussion, maybe an executive session, on the staffing issues, because I feel constrained in what we speak about on an open session about what's showing up in the KPFK budget. And Laverne, we've already expressed these concerns before. These are policy issues. If we ratify changes in personnel or changes in on-air personnel who are receiving medical benefits and perhaps being evaluated in certain ways as compared to other on-air personnel, these delve into very serious labor issues, and they're reflected in the budgets we're about to pass. Do we approve of these things while we're busy snipping at other budgets? And I feel it's maybe, if I don't know if you have an executive session scheduled for today
or
not.
Yes, there is an executive session scheduled.
For K's budget, we need to have very specific, like, line item by line item on some of these issues, because they really impact the budget. And, of course, if we're not using correct numbers, or we're using numbers that are, prettier from 2 years ago rather than numbers that are uglier from last year.
Let me ask you a question, Summer.
Yes.
Okay. And let me frame it this way.
Yes.
And then we can decide what to do if more people have comments or suggestions to add.
Sure.
Mira.
Yes.
Last week, we started with the budget as presented by Anthony. According to Kim, as she was looking at the numbers, and according to what we were looking at, what we were hearing, the budget that came in showed on the income side, $600,000 higher than what was proven.
Right.
Okay? Now, that's a serious situation there, because no matter how much you want to trim it, and I think Kim was saying the same thing last week, we cannot move forward
We just forget everything else. We'll just start with the income. We cannot move forward with $600,000 higher, I mean, income.
Oh, of course. No, no,
could,
no. We,
that
no,
could not
no.
be realized.
No, and no, no. I no asked, I'm, yeah, I'm aware of that, Alberto. No, I mean, I'm aware of the disparity.
Sure. And then I asked the question. In that particular budget that was presented, that we first reviewed, what was the amount of expenses, total expenses, and what was the amount of money that supposedly was going to be carried over? And supposedly there was carried over, and you know, and the amount of expenses should not equal more than the income that we think will be happening at K this year that we're already on its fourth month on.
Right.
Now, this is a position or a thought that if it is answered appropriately or correctly from our perspective, all of our perspectives, then we can go into executive session, even though I think we're going to go to executive session. But this is my point. This is my point. If we say, if this body, if this committee says all of these expenses are way out of line, and in this particular line item, the development line item is $100,000 above, we do not accept $100,000 above, therefore we slash the development, or we cut, or we do not accept that line item at the number set, but at this set number, and the staff salaries, the staffing, we do not accept the 600 and whatever thousand is in staff salaries. We only accept 500,000 or whatever that
mm-hmm,
number
mm-hmm.
is. If we put those numbers in there, and we reduce the expense side to match the number of that we have agreed, the income is going to be a true income, a listener support. Is that enough for this committee, again, because is that enough for this committee to adopt a budget that is stating this number is lower, this number is lower, this number is lower, send it to the national board, and if the national board agrees with our numbers, then it has to come back to staff, not only Lavarne, but Arlene, but also the general managers at K to make the appropriate adjustments in making sure that the cuts do happen. Is that a possible strategy to get through the K budget? Because at the end of the day, whatever staffing reductions, whatever less expenses we're going to do in development, whatever cuts, or whatever, I hate to use the word cuts, but whatever numbers are used to balance the budget, somebody's going to have to implement them, and somebody's going to have to watchdog them. And I believe that the watchdogs to oversee those kinds of expenditures or getting the budgets to align is obviously the National Finance Committee representatives from K.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the local finance committee, and definitely the CFO and her staff of accountants at the national office, to trim down the expenses, understanding that there are staffing issues involved, and that there will have to be some kind of reductions in that area, which becomes immediately very sticky. Having said all of that, can you shed some light on my position on this concept here of this budget?
Sure. May I, Alberto?
Yes, you're next.
Okay. In principle, I agree we need to pass whatever resembles budgets for all the signal areas before the board changes over, which is imminently. I think capping them at least, I guess to add further to that, at last year's old numbers, on some levels, because that was a big part of the issue, is the numbers were not based on last year's actuals. But we had doubling in certain expense categories that weren't even personnel, okay, like office supplies. Now, what doubles about office supplies in 1 year? I still buy paper. It doesn't cost twice as much without really any explanation. And these are things that we need to delve into more thoroughly at the local level. But I think passing a budget with at least category caps, as it were, especially on personnel items and other things, at least at what their actual cost was last year. I don't know. I'm willing to hear feedback, Chris. We're certainly not. I mean, you know, the local station board hasn't even had a bite at this budget because this is it's only now beginning to even get things into the right categories and lines. So yes, I think that might be some way of moving forward so that we can approve something. But a much deeper discussion needs to occur with, you know, the ED and everyone else on the underlying issues that are contained in that budget. You know, so thank you, Alberto.
Any thoughts, Kim, or anybody in the barn? Kim, LaVar, thoughts, people, Alex or Art Paul, any thoughts on this concept? Bruce, Jim.
Hi, Michael.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know what to say. Let me be kind of a clock here. So the plan is to approve what? What are you approving, Summer? What do you say you would
I'm
go
not
for?
Really approving it. I'm saying we've got like a really serious quagmire on our hands where we cannot get a decent budget out of KPFK. That's, I mean, no offense and all, but like, you know, LaVarne and Anthony and like everybody. I mean, there's just nothing coming out that's, and there's like this serious shifting of hats going on around there from a management perspective. And like we've got other issues clearly impacting our ability to get a budget from management. And I think at least basing the numbers on last year's numbers, like, if you don't have anything functional to work with this year, then at least you take, you know, how much money did we actually make last year and how much did we actually spend? That's your budget, people. You know what I mean? Like, if there's no input that moves it forward in any meaningful fashion, you at least go on the reality that just occurred. Like, that was my further pure mutation, not just caps on line items, but, like, you know, what did you actually spend and what and putting a cap, you know, that you can't spend any more than this on personnel anywhere, you know. So I don't know. I'm not proposing it as a plan. Alberto's proposing it as a plan. I'm saying I don't completely disagree. I mean, I don't think we can approve it by Friday if we don't have something back. But with a $600,000 gap and employees and permutations of employees sprouting up all over, I mean, this is a discussion that has to occur with Arlene and HR and impacts what that budget looks like in a huge, huge way. But we don't have to approve a doubling in the cost of office supplies. We can say, no, what did office supplies cost last year? And I guess that's why I asked the question about the segregated funds for the solar panel, because with no offense to anybody, but this has happened before at KPFK. You just can't, like, go soliciting money for special projects and not put the money in a special bank account, because in no item time it helps to balance an unbalanced budget that has things like unapproved and unbudgeted hires. So what Alberto's proposing is something that has, like, ceilings on it, and I'm saying if we do something like that, then it should have ceilings on it that resemble, like, last year's actuals, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? If they can't be more precise, then, like, you know, that's it. It doesn't
matter. Let me add a piece of information to you, Summer, that because you were not on the call yet.
Please.
Look, when we start, before we went on the stream, and for those people listening on the stream, there was a slight, very quick conversation about the possibility that given the situation that we find ourselves in with a K budget, LaVarne was indicating that maybe Kim, maybe yourself, but she was basically saying Kim and LaVarne could get together with the IGM and the business manager at K tomorrow, and that we adjourn, recess. And come back on Thursday at 5 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock Houston time, 8 o'clock New York time, to connect and find out what they worked out. The only problem, and it's not a problem, is that some of the members of the National Board had indicated that they might want the budget 48 hours before the meeting on Friday.
Well, I'm willing to the conference call. We did that a couple weeks ago, LaVarne and Kim and myself and Anthony. But, you know, it's got to actually be done in the stuff, and I don't know how you deal with, like, you know, maybe gross perceptions of reality between current interim management and the board and what positions are being created and how that affects one's budget moving forward. So that should be an interesting call tomorrow, but I'm perfectly willing to do that if the rest of everyone is willing to do that, and I don't mind meeting again on Thursday. As to the issue of, like, the no 48 hours to the board, obviously we need to make sure WPFW and WBAI, and then what about the national office? I mean, it's just, you know,
that's the next item on the agenda.
So, and then last but not least, the KPFK budget has not been presented to the local station board because its lack of progress and stuckness has been presented to this local station board on several occasions during the last few months. But in terms of an actual budget that was, like, you know, a budget, this will be the first time we're getting one. So there's no opportunity for local people to look at it at all. So we're totally bypassing that. So I'm still willing to present it and say this is a budget because we're a foundation and, like, you know, it has to get done. But none of it's, you know, according to as it should be. So, but, yeah, I'm perfectly willing to do a conference call tomorrow. And if everyone else wants to indulge by having one more meeting this week, you know, I'll be there. So.
There's another possibility. Let me just point this out. There's another possibility. Let me just say the possibility for, and then I'll let you come on the stack. I want to say it was Tracy.
That's fine. Whatever.
Wait. Before I lose it. Oh, at the meeting, at the last National Finance Committee of 08, going into the new board, I remember that we adopted, that we sent a resolution to the national board for the Washington, D.C. budget, mm-hmm. that we could not act on it because it hadn't been finished in time, and that we were sending it for the national board to act without NFC review. And, of course, the national board 2 years ago went ahead and reviewed it, and of course, it got adopted for whatever it was worth, but the National Finance Committee did not review it, and our recommendation to the board was for them to review it because we had not gotten the budget in time to finish our work on it. So that's also another possibility as it relates to the K budget. Okay, your turn.